In the 1980s, Erin Blackwell was a homeless kid living on Pike Street. Her friends called her Tiny. One day, photographer Mary Ellen Mark took Tiny's photograph, and it ran in Life magazine. After that, the photographer's husband, the filmmaker, Martin Bell, put Tiny at the center of his documentary about Seattle street kids, and that film, Streetwise, was nominated for an Academy Award. So Tiny got famous there for a little while, and then the spotlight dimmed. But Martin and Mary Ellen kept following Tiny, and now you can see that 30-year-long documentation of Tiny's life at Seattle's Central Library. Photographs, documentary films, drawings. It's called Streetwise Revisited. The Strangers art critic Jen Graves says one of the many striking things about the exhibit is how involved Tiny was in the telling of her story.
1,000,000%. That's the most remarkable thing, I think, about this project is her openness. And that is, I think, also a credit to the relationship that she had with Mary Ellen Mark, who died last year, the photographer, and Mary Ellen's husband, Martin Bell, the filmmaker, who is continuing to document her life and will continue to as long as he lives, he's said.
Will you tell us the story of Tiny?
Yeah, she's growing up, and her mom's really struggling with alcoholism, and Tiny just basically leaves home and goes down to Pike Street one day on the advice of a friend who said it was fun. And she goes down there and she, you know, realizes that she can sell sex and that older men want younger girls. She's 13. She gets hired all the time and starts using drugs. And, you know, and her mother sort of sees it as like a phase. And she just really can't get out of it at a certain point because of the addictions. But at the beginning there, down on Pike Street, there's this crew of kids who are pretty close. And some of them are actually squatting in a building that they've turned into kind of a playland, sort of. And there's something actually very innocent and lovely about these kids finding each other. The situation is obviously, you know, is quite rough. But you can see that they're looking for these connections. And they find them. You know, they find them with each other.
The documentary just pulls you into these kids' lives. But what does this exhibit, Photographs and Drawings and More, what does that do for you? Because you were really compelled by it.
It's hard to separate out the photographs from the films because the films are so powerful. And the photographs are so powerful.
I mean, well, can I ask, is there a photograph you're thinking of right now, you're picturing?
Yeah, there is. It's Tiny when she's pregnant with her first child. She's lying down. I think she's 15. She's lying down. She's sort of stretched out, and her belly is really large. And, you know, she's just got these big eyes, and she's so young. And, you know, it's really the beginning of her life with kids, her life as a mother. And it's also the end of, you know, her being a child, however much a child she ever was. And it's this moment that where she's just sort of isolated in the spot and containing everything, you know, from her entire future and her entire past and her family and her mother's alcoholism. And she's addicted at that point. And there are comments in and out about when she was on drugs and when she wasn't and how it affected the pregnancies or didn't. And it feels often like you're seeing something that you can't believe somebody has the bravery to show you. And that is that Erin opened her life for all these years. I mean, one of the things that really strikes me in the library show is that she is a mother, and mothers are so criticized. And to be an imperfect mother is like something that is terrifying to many, many women, myself included, to be seen that way. And she's got, you know, what is really a difficult number of kids. And she's like, you know, she's there and she's showing that it's both difficult and beautiful and, you know, connecting. And some of the kids weren't raised by her, and they are allowed to speak in the film and talk about their anger, and they, you know, there are lots of voices. I mean, it's complicated.
Jen, a big reason Tiny, listen to the name. Her story was so compelling. She was so young going through all of this.
Yeah.
And what do we take from her story now. She's not that fragile little doe.
Yeah, she's a lot less photogenic.
Mm.
She's not going to be a media darling, and I'm even thinking of the photograph that you asked me what photograph was I thinking of. I chose one when she was young, you know, in my mind. And I think what I would really hope that we could all kind of come away with is that she's not like one person stuck in one image of a story that we sort of glamorize in a certain way and see as, and also see as historical. I mean, she's ongoing. She's a person. She continues to change. She, you know, she doesn't live for the camera. So photogenic or not, it makes absolutely no difference, you know, to her value as a human being. And so, of course, you know, as media consumers, is going to be it's going to be a lot harder sell to say, come look at these photographs of this woman with her kids, and it's a adulthood, and it's a slog, and, you know, she's not tiny anymore. But she's far more interesting and reflective as time goes on continuously. I mean, she's continuously able to not only reflect back on the past, but look at what's going on now with herself. And she's pretty inspiring in that way. She is not afraid of her own complexity, and that's something that I think is hard to achieve.
How do you feel when you walk out of that film or that photography project and into the streets of Seattle?
You know, actually, my spirit feels bigger. I mean, it's a very, very, very excellent experience. I mean, that's such a strange thing to say, but really, every person that I see after that, I see as more complicated. That's pretty great.
Streetwise Revisited is at Seattle's Central Library through November 3rd. That was The Strangers art critic Jen Graves telling you there'll be screenings of that 1984 documentary and the new one and 30 years of photographs by Mary Ellen Mark. And on Friday, October 14th, a screening of Tiny, The Life of Erin Blackwell will be followed by a Q&A with the filmmaker and with Tiny, Erin Blackwell herself. That's on the 14th. We're tweeting out a link to the calendar right now at KUOW.